Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to O'Meara's Comedy Night. Please make some noise for coming out tonight. Awesome. We got a great show lined up for you. Please, folks, keep your cell phones off and your table talk to a minimum. We got a great show lined up for you. We're going to give it away to the host, the hilarious, the incomparable Joel Fragamenti.
All right. Welcome, O'Meara's. How are we doing tonight, everybody? We're here at O'Meara's. We're also live on joelradio.net. Not live, but on the podcast. We hope you guys are fans of the podcast. You gentlemen, fans of the podcast over there. All right, guys. Thank you very much. These guys are waiting for a bus to show up. No, I host a podcast every week, and I'm a comedian, and it features other comedians, and we talk about our penises and stuff, so it's a good time. So you guys should check that out. But this is also part of the podcast. This is a live show. I want to thank everybody for coming out and listening. We have a big fans all around the world that listen to this, believe it or not. I know you guys, why would they listen to this show from a restaurant in Berkeley, Michigan? And I can't explain it either, but they do, and so we're here. So anyway, welcome to the show. You guys just showing up back there? How you doing back there? Look at this, guys. This is like a... Yeah, you guys. All right, are you guys all right? I'm just saying hi to you. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys. I'll leave you alone for now, okay? You guys get acclimated to the room. All right, but this is... we're here at Joel Radio. I'm Joel. I'm your host and MC. I hope you're all in a good mood. You know, we were about a month ago. I don't know who was here. Who was here a month ago for the show? Just me. All right, thank you, people. Was here a month ago, and we were talking about the big news of the day a month ago was they couldn't find that Malaysian airliner. That was the big news. And people were giving up, and it was kind of a laughing stock. And now it's a month later, and I think it's official to say we've all given up. Can we all say that? Can we all agree no one's looking anymore for the airliner? No one's, Gary, you're done, you're looking, you're not, you've stopped, you've ceased looking, your search is over? Because I think everybody in the world has searched. Except for one group of people, and that is the good people at CNN. They are still looking. They have not quit. If you watch CNN, it's all day. They're looking for the ship. I have an official announcement. The head of programming for CNN, he called me today. He said, Joel, if you could announce this on the podcast, we would be honored. So I would like to announce here officially for the first time in the world, let you all know that CNN has renewed the search for Malaysian Airlines number 350 for another 26 episodes. So I hope you're all happy for that about that. That's right. You can catch. There's going to be a big two-hour finale where a guy draws what looks like a penis on a map, and Wolf Pitzer pretends not to laugh at it. It's really going to be an amazing show. They also told me to announce that all the previous episodes of the search for the Malaysian airliner will soon be streaming on Netflix. So if you want to binge watch that, you guys can knock yourselves out. Yeah, go ahead and do that. All right, guys. So other big news in the world. This is in South Africa. There's the trial of Oscar Pistorius. Is that his name? Yeah, Pistorius. Do you know who that guy is? He's the guy that was in the Olympics, and he lost both of his legs, and he runs. And he's accused of killing his girlfriend. Do you know this story? Yeah, this is a laugh riot. But listen, so this guy, he kills his girlfriend, or alleged to kill his girlfriend. People can't figure it out. Everyone wants to know. You think this guy's capable of it? They ask me. They send me emails. They say, Joel, do you think Oscar Pistorius is capable of murder? And I say to them, I say, well, if a guy can put two pieces of metal on the end of his amputated legs and run fast enough to run in the Olympics, I think that man's pretty much capable of anything he sets his mind to. I'm pretty sure that guy can do whatever he would like to do, you know, because the guy clearly loves a challenge, right? I mean, can we all agree on that? I mean, and his excuse is so lame. Are you familiar with what happened? The girlfriend was, like, in the bathroom, and he shot through the door. He shot through the door of the bathroom because he thought there was an intruder. Yeah. Anyone ever had somebody break into their bathroom? Has that happened to anyone in here? Why would someone break into your bathroom? Are they stealing your Q-tips? What's going on that someone would want to be in your bathroom? Because, like, if I thought there was an intruder in my bathroom, I wouldn't shoot at him. I would just, you know, politely knock on the door because who knows what they're doing. You don't want to be rude, right? You want to make sure they could be, you know, doing something intimate in there. And I would say, look, I've got a PlayStation 4 in the living room. I've got a bunch of Beatles shit. I'm hitting the door. I'll see you later. Take what you want. That's what I would do. I wouldn't shoot through the door. See, my theory is this. My theory with this guy is here's the thing with him. My theory with this guy is this is a good-looking guy. He's famous. He's rich. And my feeling is the guy was just bored with the relationship. That's what I think happened, really. I think if you're a celebrity and you're bored with the woman that you're currently dating, I think if you're famous and rich, I think shooting them is actually an option. I really do. Because think about it. Robert Blake killed his wife. OJ killed his wife. This guy kills his girlfriend. I mean, it's entirely possible that this is what's happening, right? And that's what I think it was, because you know they're not arguing about stupid shit, right? It's not like he's leaving his socks all over the apartment. I mean, come on, there's no... That's not possible. But anyway, so this is... So my feeling is that the guy basically killed her rather than wanting to break up with her. And if you've been in a relationship, as I have been, and they get kind of weird, and I'm always afraid to break up with a woman because I'm not, you know, a great-looking guy. And I'm afraid I'm never going to get laid again. I stick around, you know what I mean? I'm afraid to break up. But what happens when you break up is you do get those weird instances where, like, you run into your ex at, like, the supermarket. And maybe Oscar just wanted to avoid all that. You know what I mean? Maybe he didn't want any weird run-ins or sort of things that might happen that way. You know what I mean? Because this is a true story. This happened to me recently. And again, I'm completely fearful of being alone. But I was sitting in the bar not too long ago with a couple of my buddies, having a great time, having some drinks. And in walked an ex-girlfriend of mine. And she decided to sit down with us and ruin the whole night. And it was really awful for everybody, including my friends who were, like, freaking out about why is she here, and I didn't know. And it did cross my mind just for one quick second is that I should have shot the bitch. It really did cross my mind. Just for about this long, I just said, God, I could just enjoy the bar with my friends if she was dead, but I couldn't do that because that really is the thing about me. If there's anybody listening at home or anybody in the room tonight, I am single. And I just want to let you know, if you're ever considering dating me at any time in your life, I just want to let you know that, like I said, I'm not the best-looking guy. I'm maybe not the greatest listener. I don't maybe have the biggest penis in the world. But one thing I can tell you is that I will not kill you. I can assure you of that right now. If you date me, you will live. That is the one thing that I promise you that. So, anyway. All right, guys. You ready to get the show going tonight? Are you ready? Because this is... I write new jokes for this act, and I think not to get all Neil deGrasse Tyson, but I wrote 7 minutes of jokes in 3 minutes today. And I don't know that that's physically possible, but I did it, and I thank you for laughing. And I also want to give a quick shout-out to the guys, just for all the comics here, if you don't know that. I want to give a shout-out to the guys at the Ford plant that listen to this show. And I know that sounds like a dumb joke, but I know a guy. And all the guys at the overnight shift at the Ford plant, they listen to these shows, and they tell me what a good time they have. And they also told me that they have so nothing to do that they also watch Netflix on their phones. So I want this show to be super funny because we're competing with, like, full seasons of How I Met Your Mother. You know what I mean? So I want you guys to give your A game tonight because they're out there. They're listening. The Ford workers, we want those cars, you know. We don't want another GE. We want those guys making safe cars that are going to start and not blow up or whatever GE does. I don't fucking know. But let's get this show going. We have a great lineup of comics tonight. I'm very proud of the lineup I put together tonight. And I want to thank you guys for coming out before we get going. But here he is, this guy. I've seen this guy here at O'Mara's before. He's never been on the podcast, but he's going to make you laugh, I'm sure of that. Please welcome Jibtron Zero, everybody. Jibtron. All right, man. Have fun.
All right. What's up, everybody? Who's not a comic? Raise your hand.
You got two?
Two. All right. You guys need... All right. I'm going to work over here and here. It's going to work.
All right. You guys, you ever do anything just so your dad would quit calling you a faggot? Like, I know I could have got a different haircut. Maybe bought some shoes you play sports in. But I went deer hunting, okay? I went deer hunting. I was successful. I shot a deer. I came home. My buddy started voicing concern to me, though. He's like, you got to get this deer tested for diseases. I was like, what, man? I shot this deer in the pristine, vacant Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Only diseases deer have up there are passed from people to deer. Sexually. By that guy. I know you, Ron. I saw your truck. Full of apples and Ambien. Getting more deer-ass than Native Americans on mescaline and Viagra. Yes. Yes. So, I'm just going to do impressions. This is dumb. All right. I'm going to lead off old lady. I'm going to lead off with old lady impression. Here goes.
This morning, I had my favorite breakfast, which is 5 cups of coffee and 7 Valium. That way, I have enough energy to go outside and enough Valium not to be terrified of it. Like most days, I drove to the doctor's office, which was terrifying for everyone. And I'm glad I was there, because I closed my breast in the car door. It was terrible. Now, the real reason I had gone to the doctor was because my entire body was a rash. He informed me that I had more shingles than his roof. It's not that bad, though. My skin normally isn't good. My varicose veins make me look like a wrinkly road map. I have enough extra arm skin to make wings. I tried to use a shake weight, but I took off. I'm scared of heights. The doctor informed me that I needed to eat more fruits and vegetables. But I told him the only fruit I can chew is applesauce. My teeth are brown pearls of pain. Now, before I left, I made sure to ask the doctor why my vagina was dry enough to store sugar in it. He informed me that my body had less estrogen than a soybean. I don't like it. I went home, and I made sure it was still light out because the doctor was in Detroit, which is a place I don't even like to drive in during the day, because I don't see well in the dark. And it's always dark there. Because of the blacks!
Old white women are racist, guys. Maybe not all of them, but a lot, right? All right, now I'm going to do an impression of a Middle Eastern terrorist. Allah Akbar. All right, I got it. It's harder for me. I don't have tonsils. I can't get throaty. All right. My life very hard because I have 7 wife and only 2 hands to beat them with. Okay? I might learn Taekwondo so I can kick a hoe. Right? You Americans, okay. Shut up, Americans. You know nothing about owning women, okay? First mistake you make, you let them have clitoris. You cannot let them have clitoris. Clitoris is just slut button. They touch it and then they ass twerk like bubble whore. I do not like. I have daughter, though. She is usually a good girl because she does not have clitoris. We de-bean her. But the other day she get little out of line. She say, Papa, Papa, I want to go to school. I don't think so. We took her to a hole. And then we buried her up to her neck and threw rocks at her head. But she learned something. She learned. She learned head is softer than rock. She does not speak well now. I trade her to my uncle. 5 goat. 5 goat. In my country, I am a successful man. I own cell phone store, or as we call it in my country, bomb trigger store. It's a very good store. We do repair. We use premium component, like Jew-tooth transistor. Very good gold content. Very good gold content, my friend. Jew-tooth transistor. Very good. I do not like America. America is too gay. You use a... First off, you use toilet paper. It's just excuse to rub asshole, all right? I throw hot sand at my ass like man. It is very good. I need to sandblast something, I fart on it. Paint. Done. I always tell my friends I like my vagina just like I like my desert. Dry and covered in the blood of someone I hate. Like my wife. Now's where I'm going to take it too far. Other day, my wife, whose ass is hairier than camel, okay? Which means I don't know whether to have sex with it or to have sex with it, okay? But she gave birth to a retarded daughter, or as we call it in my country, free dog food. I'm Justin McLeod, and this has been incredibly offensive and borderline racist. Bye.
There's Justin McLeod, also known as Jibtron Zero. I think when he does well, he calls himself Jibtron Zero or something. I'm not sure. And then when he... No, I'm kidding. That was very good, man. Thank you for that. That was nice. I don't know. I never get the stage name thing. My name's Fragamenti. I didn't make that up, believe it or not. That is not my actual name. All right, you ready to go back there, young man? You ready? All right. See, this guy, I'm honored to have this guy. I went out on a whim on this guy because this guy was the feature act at the Comedy Castle this weekend. And it's great to have him here. I'm glad he could finally grace the airwaves of Joel Radio. And I know you guys are going to love him here at O'Mara's. Please welcome the comedy of Brad Wenzel, everybody. Brad Wenzel.
Thanks. Thank you, guys. Everybody listening, I'm going to apologize in advance because a good number of people in this room have heard these jokes before. So I'm going to try to do some jokes that they haven't heard. So results may vary. I'll start with an old one, I guess. I'm not in a band. I'm not in a band, but if I was, I think I'd name it Have You Seen This Child? I just feel like with a name like that, people are more prone to accept your flyers. Hey, excuse me, ma'am, have you seen this child? We're pretty good. All right. Pee-wee Herman is a national treasure. And it's a shame he got caught masturbating in that theater. But can you blame him? Everything in his house had eyes. When I picture a steakhouse, I like to picture an actual house made of steak. Maybe there's a fourth little pig that just doesn't give a shit anymore. Why don't you huff and puff and go blow yourself? My house is made of meat. I'm crazy. I will not be intimidated. This is all these jokes I'm realizing are jokes that worked at an open mic at some point and just died on the weekend. But I'm like, it was mostly comics, so. They say Hitler was a good public speaker, but he really just screamed a lot. Like, I haven't read Mein Kampf, but I have to assume it was written in all caps. Though I doubt the grammar Nazis would have allowed for that. It's a solid grammar Nazi. Tied it in. All right. I think motels got their name because they had too many people say to them, "You call this a hotel?" They're like, "No, sir. The sign says motel. And we play by our own rules now." So, all right, I've never said that out loud before. You think a princess was ever disappointed that a frog turned into a prince? You know, if she's into that frog shit. I say it's so unlikely that a frog is going to turn into a prince. It's just as possible she went there looking for some frog dick. You don't know what she's into. Okay, I really like that one. I've tried to make it. It's worked once. Thank you. I like jelly beans. I like jelly beans. Black jelly beans are my favorite. You ever notice how black jelly beans be all, I'm delicious. And not white jelly beans. White jelly beans be like, I taste like toothpaste. That's my Easter Def Jam material. Some dads they focus on the negative too much with their kids, and that's ridiculous. Like, I don't think God did that when Jesus came home all excited. Like, did you see it? I rose from the dead. Do you see it? God's a real dick about it. Doesn't even take his eyes off the TV. I saw you fell twice. I'm working on a movie. It's like Paranormal Activity, except instead of ghosts, it's just people unknowingly sitting on waterbeds. It's just 90 minutes of that. If you haven't done that, it's terrifying. So. Chester the Cheetah has to be frustrated. Chester the Cheetah has to be frustrated. Because he's the mascot for Cheetos, but he has perfectly white fingers. He's like 80% orange, just not where it counts. Yeah. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears go into chopping onions. If you're bad at it. I've been having some bad luck lately. I opened a Wonka bar and got a parking ticket. I got a parking ticket. Scooby and the gang drove around in a van solving mysteries, which is great considering most vans drive around creating mysteries. I think they missed an opportunity for comedy in the Titanic. Right when they hit the iceberg, the guy should have said, we're going to need a smaller boat. Like a shitload of smaller boats. I have a full head of hair, but sometimes I wear a toupee for the extra confidence. It's like a good icebreaker on a day. Like, you weren't blonde in your picture. I'm not blonde now. You're not picturing it.
Picture it!
Sorry. I'm starring in the remake of a famous musical. My version is a one-man show about loneliness. They're still calling it Cats. Yeah? All right. Not only is Bob Marley the poster boy for reggae, Bob Marley is the poster boy for posters.
He so is.
All right, I think that's going to do it for me. Thank you so much.
All right. Brad Wenzel, isn't that funny? Oh, you dropped.
Don't leave that behind. We'll all have your act. Brad Wenzel, everybody. There he is. Good stuff, buddy. That was nice. All right, we're going to move the show right along with a funny lady. We have several funny ladies on the show tonight. That's right. Sometimes you come out to see comedy, it's just all dudes, and it's sad. But tonight we have some girls to make you laugh, so that'll be even better. Please welcome. She's been working all over town. I see this woman, right? Very busy in the comedy world, correct?
Yes. Please. Yes, constantly.
Of course you are. Julie Lyons, everybody. Julie Lyons.
Thank you, guys.
Have fun, Julie.
Well, you guys probably have heard this, but I don't think the podcast people have heard it. So anyway, just real quick, I've had a rough day. Excuse the way I look. I swear I look good when I left the house in my 20s. Oh, no. Stupid gravity. Now, really, I have had a really rough couple of decades, if you must know. But the worst thing that's happened recently was that I had a house fire. And there's really nothing funny about having a house fire. This is just like a public service announcement. But I just thought, ooh, great way to meet men. It's not. Don't do that. They don't like it. I'm on a list now or something. But yeah, I really honestly did. It was a dryer fire. I guess this happens quite often. So I was really fortunate. It was contained in the basement. I lost a few things, but no one got hurt. And that was the main thing. The only weird thing that happened was when it was all over, my dog would not come back in the house. He completely freaked out. He was shaking and crying. I had to pick him up, bring him in the house, and he just shook all night. And finally, after a couple of hours of me trying to calm him down, I said, listen, pal, you should be used to strange men running in and out of our house, wearing lots of protection, and yelling, she's a mess down there. So anyway, just clean your dryer vents. That's kind of my message for all of you tonight. So, and to the young women who might be listening and who are here in our audience, I have some news for you. And guys, you should probably pay attention as well because it affects you. But when you turn 40, ladies, your warranty expires. And it's horrible and awful. And I don't know why this isn't bigger news. Well, I know why it's not bigger news, because it doesn't happen to men. That's why. Because honestly, if every man in the world, hell, if even 20% of all the men in the world hit a certain age and they started going, oh my God, I'm so fat. Oh, I'm so sweaty. I can't sleep. I'm freezing. Where's the chocolate? I hate your mother. Why are you looking at me? Don't you love me anymore? I can't stand you. If even just 20% of the men in the world were going through this every single year, there would be so many fucking fundraisers for this thing. They go, oh, we have to eradicate this horrible thing called male menopause. We can't let this happen. And every man in the world, no matter what they're wearing, whether it's a tuxedo or a uniform or a wife beater, they'd all probably wear that stupid ribbon. And it's a Pabst Blue ribbon, but they'd all wear it so proudly till this thing gets stalled. So, but it happens to women, so they don't care. And really, it's really awful, honestly, because when I turned 40 next year, oh, fuck y'all. Really? You couldn't give me that? That's just rude, honestly. You don't know. I'm on the radio. No one sees me, so thanks for ruining that for me. But, no, really, I fell completely apart. My eyesight failed. My back went out. My metabolism came to a complete halt. I can gain 10 pounds on the drive to Dunkin' Donuts. Now, that's all it takes, just thinking about it. And, and it's so insulting getting older in this culture, especially for women. I mean, you should see the products they have for us. The makeup for mature skin is called Spackle. So, and I'm not making that up. I own it. I have some. It's true. And the old lady underwear, my God, you should see this. I mean, you should see this. It's horrible. It's a whole systems now. It's pulleys, hydraulics, duct tape. I swear, whatever works. I've been buying all my underwear at the hardware store, to be honest with you. So. They call it Victor's Secret or something. I don't know, but it's just unpleasant. That's all I'm going to say. So, you know, they never come out to us. They never ask us what we want. And I've been around a long time. I have some great ideas. For instance, my friends and I would love vodka-infused chocolate-covered potato chips. You know, yum, right? Or thong-style Depends. You know, useful stuff. But no, they never, ever care. They don't come to us. And in fact, a bunch of idiot men got together recently, and they said, we know what older women like. Older women want Viagra for women. No, we don't. Honest to God, we are so over. We don't even want you men to have it, if you must know. I swear. Honestly, if you're at my house with a four-hour hard-on, I'm not calling your doctor. I'll call a cop, because you're a pervert, but really, honestly. And women do not need that. I mean, honest to God, of all of the stuff out there for us, there's already stuff out there that makes women horny. Really. It's called jewelry. So pay attention. Really. It's what a waste of resources. So, and the hits just keep on coming. I swear, I met a new man recently, and the very first time I was alone with him, after about 5 minutes, I heard, oh my God, what's that? You don't ever want to hear that from your doctor. So, but that's all my time, so you guys, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show. Have fun. We've got some good people coming up, so have a great time.
Thank you, Julie. Julie Lyons, everybody. There she is, Julie Lyons. Julie Lyons. Daring us all to see your underwear, Julie. These guys will take you up on it. They're comics. They're desk. Look at these guys. Sit down, Dig. Leave her underwear alone, Dig. Leave her alone.
What?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Dig's like, yeah, I'm going after that. I'm like, oh. Dig's, we'll see Dig later. But right now, I want to welcome to the stage. Again, I'm honored to have this guy here because he also came over from the Comedy Castle. This guy I've known for, I don't know how many years I've known Gary, but a long time. Me and Gary performed a show to nobody once, and I shit you not, we went to a club, I mean, this is a terrible way to introduce a comedian about how we played to nobody. We went to a gig, and there was nobody, and the guy wouldn't pay us unless we entertained the waitresses, so we had to sit there, and the ironic thing is they put our names on, like, giant TVs behind the stage, so we had this, like, you know, they made us look like big stars playing to absolutely fucking nobody. But he is one of the funniest comedians around. I love this guy. Please welcome the comedian, the comedy of Gary George. Gary George.
Gary George. Thank you very much. Thank you. How's everybody doing? Good. I know what you're thinking. The answer is no. I'm not Bart Simpson's next door neighbor. Ned Flanders suddenly come to life. So, Oakley, Doakley. It's great to be here. Thursday night in Berkeley, the gateway to Oak Park, part of my big How Not to Be Discovered tour going on right now, so a little depressed. Found out that everyone I graduated with is doing a lot better than me. Found that out last week, and I went to my GED class reunion last week. Valedictorian was bragging about his job. He's like, flexible hours, lots of traveling, a company car. Like, Mike, you drive an ice cream truck. Get carried away here. Actually, from the Detroit area, big sports. Not any sports fans out there? Sports fans? Tigers fans? Red Wings? Lions did okay. A couple of years ago, they didn't win all season. Remember that? My uncle came up from Florida that year, wanted to go to a game. He asked me if tickets were hard to come by. Like, Uncle Frank, they're 0-13. If you get to the stadium early enough, you can quarterback the team. He's never been up here before. He's like, what exactly is there to do in Detroit? It's like, well, one of our favorite things to do is we like to get together, go over our options, and fly to Chicago. Like, great thing to do. Get the hell out. My name is Gary George. For the record, my real last name is Georgievich, but people have trouble with the pronunciation. And the worst was in Puerto Rico on vacation. I checked into the hotel, gave the guy my credit card. He looks and he goes, welcome to San Juan, Puerto Rico, Mr. Jorge Beach. Then my wife walked up. I'm like, oh shit, oh god, no. Mrs. Jorge Beach, would you like help with the luggage? It's like, no, don't attract attention. Pedro, could you get the luggage for Jorge Beaches? Jorge Beaches. Jorge Beaches. Marriage is great. My wife's cooking healthy. Last weekend she made tofu burgers. She's like, how do they taste? Well, like you put mayonnaise and pickles on some homeless guy's flip-flop. Then she started buying the organic food. Any guys being subjected to that, the organic stuff? She's like, it costs a little more, but doesn't it make me feel better? How does eating a $17 banana make me feel better, huh? I can't afford cable. I'm eating a $50 pineapple all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? A little depressed. I found out that everyone I graduated with is doing a lot better than me. Found that out last week, and I went to my... oh, wait a minute, I already did that joke. You'll have to edit that one out.
Yeah, we'll cut that out, Frank. Just got
a call from Citibank Visa. Those people ask stupid questions, don't they? They're like, excuse me, we've noticed you're 90 days late in your account. We're wondering if there's a reason you haven't made a payment. Yeah, there's a reason. I don't have any money. And they always say the same thing. Well, then why do you keep using the credit card? Because I don't have any money. Now, don't call here anymore. Nothing's going to change. Then they get tough. They say, if we can't make a payment, we're going to put a hold on your account. That's okay. I've got a MasterCard. Don't worry about it. Then I get this letter in the mail. They're going to raise my credit limit. Who the hell is working in that department? Somebody shuffling papers on the top floor going, hey, hey, look. This guy hasn't paid off the T-shirt he bought at Big Lots 4 years ago. Let's give him another couple grand, see what he does with it. What do you think? He's a real Charlie Schwabe, this guy. Everything is expensive. Healthcare costs are getting out of control, especially prescription drugs. It's actually cheaper to buy some pills for your dog or cat than it is for yourself, even if it's the exact same medication. My grandfather finally went to the Humane Society. Like, hey, would you like a collie or a beagle? He's like, I don't give a damn what it is, as long as it has high blood pressure. Hey, that one looks constipated. Oh, that bastard in the van right now. Let's get over to Walgreens. Sign you up for a prescription plus. Some seniors are so desperate they go to Canada to buy drugs and then smuggle them back into this country. That's why I want to spend my retirement. At the border, surrounded by guard dogs, arms up in the air like Midnight Express, 45 Flomax capsules taped to my stomach. You know? Don't shoot. I just have a weak stream. Don't shoot. Hey, thank you for saving all of your laughter until the very end of the set. I appreciate that. So this is like that set that we had over there, except there's actually people here. When I'll eat it, Big Boy got into a food fight. Sitting there minding my own business, this guy threw a chicken leg at me. And I'm a church, so I looked around, saw who did it, and heaved a bowl of mashed potatoes at his head. And I thought he was going to come after me, too, but luckily he was buckled into the high chair. Yeah, that little bastard was tied in pretty good, actually. Even after I kicked the chair over. We don't have any children, but last summer I did coach Little League Baseball, and the kids loved me. When they won, I brought them to the Dairy Queen. And when they lost, I still brought them to the Dairy Queen. I just didn't get them anything. Make them watch other kids eat ice cream for a change, right? Quit drooling, Timmy. If you didn't drop that ball, you little shit, you could have a banana split too, huh, little buddy? You uncoordinated son of a bitch. Well, asking forgiveness doesn't win ball games, young man. I love coaching the church league. It's hard to stay in shape. I got my wife an exercise bike 4 years ago. Looked at it the other day, 2.5 miles on it. There's some aggressive training for you, huh? Got our sister a workout video called Buns of Steel. Have you ever heard of that one before? I saw her the other day. I think she's been watching that tape in reverse. Tons of buns is what we've got going. Mass of ass. Not a tiny honey, that's all I'm saying. All right, so we're the designated drivers. Three people, that's good. Obviously nobody at that table applauding, that's cool. So have fun, don't drink too much. One time I was pulled over, the police knew instantly I had been drinking. I had all the symptoms, dilated pupils, lack of coordination, excessive laughter. That and I wasn't wearing any pants when I stepped out of the car. A little something to them. They gave me the roadside sobriety test. Has anyone ever had to take that before? Bullshit, somebody's taking it in this room, I can pretty much guarantee that. For those of you that have not had the pleasure, there are several things you do not want to do during a sobriety test. I'm going to review this for you real quick before I get out of here. The first thing you do not want to do is you do not want to throw up or lose control of your bladder in on around the squad, huh? You do not want to start reciting the alphabet and then ask, hey, fat boy, what comes after W? I'd like to buy a vowel. And this is most important. You do not want to stick your hand in his face and go, that's not how I would have done it.
Yeah, well, You can't do the callback when you don't do the original joke.
I know,
joke.
You gotta do it.
Let's keep it. The original joke, and then you can do the callback, Eric.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Well, what happens with you when you were...
I'm with my wife. How many married people do we have here tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Married people, where are you at? Joe, you're going to have to edit this out real quick. Do you mind if I do it real quick?
Yeah,
mind if I do this real quick?
Just do it.
Oh, I'll tell you, my wife, I'll tell you. I hate arguing with my wife. She's a 4-time national collegiate debate champion. When we argued, she likes... shove in my face, what are you doing, this and that. I'm like, you're right, I'm wrong, blah, 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 right? Now we go back to the other thing, Joel.
Now the cop's talking to you, and you say...
Now the cop's talking to me, and I say, the last thing I want to do is go, you're right, I'm drunk, blah, 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 blah. Rock it out, guys. Give me a little applause for that, because we got to shake this podcast up.
I know your act so well that I can step in. And if you ever need me, if you lose your spot this weekend at the Comedy Castle, I'll be at the door, so just holler. I'll run up, give you a pointer, and we'll go from there, Gary. That's great. Well, we'll do cue cards, whatever you want this weekend. We'll work it out. It'll be fabulous. Gary George, that guy's one of my and that's why, because he's always funny. Even in failure, he's hilarious. You can't. All right, coming up next. Now, people at home can't see this, but this guy has the classic comedy look. This is the Belushi look. This is the look that it screams funny, this guy, I think. He's screaming. He's looking at me like, I'm going to fucking kick your ass if you don't bring me up. So, please welcome Ben Langworthy to the stage, everybody. Ben Langworthy, come on, buddy.
Fuck you.
All right.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
It's good. You guys, you know what I love, you guys? Is when, like, you're having sex with a woman. It's pretty fucking great, right? It's pretty good. I'm happy to be here. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I am slightly fat as shit. And I know this now. I had my suspicions a couple months ago because I started snoring when I was awake. So I had my suspicions, but they were confirmed. I went to the doctor a few weeks ago, and he walked into the room, and he was like, "Oh, you're fat." And I was like, "Well, that's fucking rude and unprofessional." And I also don't like how nonchalantly he was throwing around the word obese. Seemed like kind of a dick move. But he was like, "You're fat." And I was like, "I don't believe you." But he had evidence. He had a mirror and a scale. And he had this thing called the body mass index. You guys know what the body mass index is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know, the body mass index is a chart where they compare your height and your weight to determine how much of a piece of shit you are. Just to give you guys a little bit of reference, I'm about 5'9", and I weigh about too fucking much. I am a fat guy. I'm trying to take steps to not be that anymore, sort of. I'm kind of doing it lazily. I don't have really lofty goals. Like I'm not after a six pack. I would like to be able to do my dishes without my belly getting wet. Like I don't want to lose a ton of weight and get in shape. I would really just like to lose a couple of tits, you know. I am a fat guy, so I decided to do what any normal fat white guy would do, and that is join a slow pitch softball league. Because I still have too much pride for a bowling league, apparently. And I was on this slow pitch softball league last summer, and we played in this tournament, and none of you guys were there, so this is a true story. This lady showed up to the tournament and she had this shirt on, and on the back of the shirt it said, "Party with sluts." Which is just stupid, because like, who else are you going to party with, you know? You're not going to see a shirt that says, "Party with rational women." No one wants to see that shit. "Party with women who had strong father figures growing up." That's not fun at all. Give it up for sluts, you guys. I love sluts because my girlfriend's not here. She was going to come out tonight, but she was really busy not existing. No, she exists. She just doesn't know that I do or that we're dating. No? All right. If we weren't dating, why would I have a pile of her hair and nail clippings in my closet, though? You know? It's funny because I look like this. Hey, you guys ever done this? You ever been walking to your car late at night and you drop your keys and they go into your car and you're like, "Oh, fuck, this is how horror movies start." I did that a few weeks ago and I was really nervous. But then I was like, "Oh, wait, I look like this. In a horror movie, I'd be on the winning side of a murder rape." Murder rape in that order because I'm classy. Rape's not funny, guys. You shouldn't laugh at that. I don't like rape. I don't like the word rape. Instead of rape, I like to say struggle cuddling. It's kind of cute, right? I do have a girlfriend, and she is aware of it. And I was single for a very long time, and I think it's because I'm very shallow. And a lot of my friends don't think I should be shallow because they have eyes, and they can see this. And they would like to give me advice, and they would always say that saying, you should never judge a book by its cover. Have you guys heard that before? Yes. Two people? It's pretty fucking common. No one else has heard that shit? Yeah. Never judge a book by its cover. That's a really fucking stupid saying, man. Because, like, if I'm at Barnes & Noble and I see a book, and on the cover is a picture of eight dudes blowing each other, I'm probably going to judge that book. And then I'm going to buy it. Does that make me gay? No, because it's a book about teamwork and group dynamics. It's a pop-up book.
All right, no, it's gay.
You're gay! True story, that dick said I looked rough when I walked in here tonight, so fuck him. That's not a joke, just fuck that guy. I'm not gay, but I do have a lot of stereotypical homosexual tendencies. Like, I keep my apartment really clean, and I fuck a lot of dudes. Grow up, man. Not like in a gay way. Just every once in a while, you gotta run through a bunch of dudes to make sure you still don't like it, right? Right? No? Yeah. I'm not gay. I'm not homophobic. But I'm really sick of not being allowed to use the word fabulous. It's kind of bullshit. If one more group of people tells me, that's our word, I'll fucking lose my goddamn mind. Fabulous and other words too. I'm not racist, but I do look like this. I'm not racist. I think everyone should be treated equally based on, you know, their morals, not based on their opinion or their appearance. But that's just for people. Like, some animals can just fuck right off. Like scorpions. Fuck scorpions, man. Scorpions are like a combination of lobsters and spiders and fucking nightmares, man. Like, if you don't think scorpions are the worst fucking thing on the planet, you can just jump up your own dick hole right now. Fucking scorpions being all shady and scary looking. Living off welfare and stealing jobs. I'm not racist, though. All right, that's almost it. I don't really know how to end these things very well, but I'm a huge fan of awkwardness.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Ben. Ben Langworthy, that's one way to end it. That's perfectly appropriate. Thank you, Ben, for that. All right, we're going to move the show right along. And I told you we had funny women all night. I think we've had one of them, and now we're going to have another one. And she's a friend of mine who's done many shows. And she does improv and a one-woman show that's very funny that I saw once. So please welcome her to Omera's and to Joel Radio. It's Haley Zurich, everybody. Come on, Haley.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so this isn't officially a part of my set. I'm just going to call this, like, the prologue. I just think this is going to be really funny. Why did the cowboy get a dachshund? Because he wanted to get a long little doggy. If you think about it, it's really fucking clever. Hi, everybody. So losing weight is hard. It's something that I've struggled with my entire life, and I'm trying again right now. I've had some success or whatever. It doesn't really matter. I just want to get to this feeling thing I've been having. Something that I'm trying really hard to do right now is there's, like, some therapy shit that you can do to, like, help your mind get over the body thing so maybe someday someone will settle for you so you don't die alone. I was on Facebook, which is always a terrible way to start a story, but I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling through and I see this image and it's of a girl and I can't say that she is fat, but other people might say that she is very fat. And around it are the words, You know how to get a fat girl to fuck you? It's a piece of cake. And I read that, and I had this horrible flashback to eighth grade. I was in Spencer's gift store, which at the time might have been called Gags and Gifts. And there was a keychain, and it said, you know why women or fat women suck more dick than thin women? It's because they're always hungry. And I had totally forgot that that moment had happened, and I only, like, had some kind of subconscious memory because from the ages of, like, 19 to 25, every blowjob started with, I'm not hungry, just so you know. I'm doing this because I want to, and really it's burning calories. So if anyone is fat in this situation, it's your ass because you're laying there and I'm doing all the work. Yeah, you can put your hands wherever you want, but you're not doing shit right now. That's not funny. That's me working through my therapy. So I appreciate that you respect my shit right now. Thank you. Thanks, Dad. I'm glad you could make it to my show. Remember that time when I was 5 and you were like, you could have been a sheet stain, but instead...
Mom, you know Mom.
Yeah, she's dead, Dad. She's been dead for years. You know that sack of potatoes in the bedroom?
Yes, I do know the sack.
That's not Mom. See? Happy Thanksgiving. We don't even have to do this in November. Anyway, how are you guys doing? I like that, aside from this group, everyone has come as a pair of dudes. So, this is working very well for me. How are you guys doing? Oh, you don't have a designated driver? Well, let me tell you what. I can't drink a lot because I get fucked up real quick. And that's like a double come on because on one side, I could drive them home, but on the other side, I could get really fucked up and never remember what happened. Waking up in the ditch would be so convenient for them. I would just have to walk home. It's not really going to happen. It's not going to happen. I stay heavy enough to not be kidnapped. Okay? I mean, Lacey Peterson, the only thing she really had going for her, I knew she wasn't kidnapped. I knew she was dead. Because no one takes chubby women anywhere. They just, just cut them up and leave them places. Just thought of that. It's my therapy shit. How are you guys doing tonight? I don't want to mock on table number one because you're still my first, second backup. But table number two, I love you guys because you're wearing jackets. And it makes me feel like one of the two of you has more than a part-time job. Silence, so they're both unemployed. Serious question. Do you make money by the hour? Is that why you wear jackets and hang out in clubs where there's only women? Please say yes. I'm just kidding. I'm not really calling you gigolos, but... If you are, blink twice and do it really, really hard because it's dark over there. I love that they're not making eye contact. I'm not going to make you have sex with me. I'm too good at it to pay for it. Which brings me to my first backup. How are you guys doing? Are you related? Okay. Well, how do you guys know each other?
Family friend.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I love that, like, you like him enough to explain how you know each other, and he says fucking nothing. So how much money do you owe him for him to spend time? I'm just kidding. I'm sure you guys are very good friends. Very good friends. Do you both have full-time or part-time jobs? All right, guess who just moved to priority number one? Sorry, guys. How are you getting home? And you're letting him drink? You're a good friend. Anyway, so in my journey of self-acceptance and love, for a long time I pretended that I was just a floating head because I couldn't handle what the shape of my body. So I started doing this exercise that my friend recommended, which was start touching your stomach. Just put your hand on your stomach, or date black men. But if you're really going to, really going to deal with your shit. You're going to want to just put your hand on your stomach and, like, kind of deal with the shape of it. And so I started doing it, and it felt really good. It was nice. But I started doing this awkward thing where I would, like, rub my stomach, and then it became specifically attached to the moment where I was like, I'm really hungry. So one time I was macking on this guy. Joel, did you flash me and I didn't see?
No, I didn't, but...
Okay.
I'll flash you later.
No, thanks,
you're
dude.
Good. You got
no, I just want to make sure.
No, I'm sorry.
So, like, I would do this thing where I'd go ask people, like, hey, what do you want to get for dinner? You know what sounds amazing? Let's get chicken pot pies, and we'll put Nutella on top. So it'll be, like, a dessert at first, and then dinner second. Fellas on the right side, I had that idea all by myself. I didn't need Pinterest or nothing. So it was all going great for me. And in fact, the other night I was at the bar and I was macking on this dude and I was fucking crushing that dick. It was going so good. I wasn't actually having sex yet, but that's like my metaphor for how good it was going. So I'm like talking to this guy and I'm getting like relaxed because I moved through my different phases of like awkward cute girl to like less awkward cute girl to out of just like friend sister zone to let's fuck. So we're moving from the friend zone to the we're going to do this thing, and I got too relaxed, and out of nowhere I realized I was hungry, and I said, and I quote, I'm so hungry right now I could just pile tacos onto my chest and eat it like an otter. And I opened my eyes when I realized what I said, and I was like, oh, god damn, you are never going to want to fuck me. And he was like, you are so right, but I would love to get tacos with you. So, and it turned out he was gay, so that worked out extra good. So I was like, man, now the butt sex won't hurt as bad, because you know what you're doing. Sorry, that was just another thing. Did I get, am I using
yeah.
time?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You can do something else.
No, I just,
keep going.
No, this feels really nice. I just don't get along around a lot of guys that just like listen to me talk before they put it in. So it was nice. Backups, holler at me. Table number one. Black dudes. Have a great night.
There they are. Black dudes. We're going to kill with the black dudes. Zurich, everybody. Haley Zurich. There she is. Great job, Haley. And the answer for how those guys know each other is Craigslist. That's the answer how those guys... I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. These are just jokes. These are just jokes. These are just jokes. Use that next time, though. Think about it. It's good. You got my permission. All right, coming up next. This next guy was with us, I think, for the first show we did here in Omeras on Joel Radio, and he did a great job, and he's been working hard at the comedy thing. So please welcome back to the stage, it's Ron Lutz, everybody. Ron Lutz.
Joel Fragamenti one more time. Awesome, good to be here. Dick Johnson's here tonight.
Hey.
Don't be fucking around, Dick. I mean it. That's right, Ron Lutz is on the mic. Jesus Christ. Anybody tired of the fucking internet? It's just me. Facebook. Facebook drives me fucking insane anymore. It really does. Thank you. See, I post a lot of like government conspiracy shit all the time, and people give me shit for that. And I understand that can be annoying. Like, the New World Order's coming. 9/11 was an inside job. Like, I understand that can be annoying, but like, there's a flip side to that token, you know? Like, what about all the stupid fucking shit you idiots put up? You know? 101 Reasons Why Mrs. Doubtfire Should Never Be a Sequel. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up already. Take this quiz and see what character of Pulp Fiction you are. You're a fucking idiot. How's that? Ridiculous. There's this chick. She posted a thing. This picture is exactly how I felt all day at work today. And it was a picture of a cat laying in a fucking box. Does that even mean 100 likes? Everybody's like, oh my god, that's hilarious. What? Take Facebook away for a minute. Imagine if you're standing at the water cooler at work and she comes up to you, be like, oh my god, you know what I feel like right now? I feel like a cat in a box. I just feel like a cat in a box right now. What the fuck are you talking about? Let's kill her. Who is this fucking idiot? Jesus Christ. Makes me fucking angry. I start bitching about fluoride in our water and shit, and when people want to argue with me, they correct my grammar. Please don't use punctuation for emphasis, please. I go, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Suck my fucking brown dick. Yeah, it's brown. I tan it. I have like a tanning suit, just my dick is cut out. Go to the tanning salon. Now you have to picture that. You're welcome. Hey. See, I didn't have the internet growing up. I know I'm only 23, but like, I didn't have a computer or the internet. Like, my parents didn't consider that a fucking necessary expense. And I seriously didn't get like computer access till like 3 years ago. So like, all the internet is pretty much new to me. It really blows my fucking mind. You know? The other day I was like, holy shit, did you guys see this video of this animated dancing baby? That's fucking crazy. It's amazing. Started dying laughing. Like, oh my god, that's a cat playing a keyboard. I've never seen nothing like it. Sent it in a chain email from my AOL account. Fuck you guys. I'm tired of this shit. Anybody have fucked up parents?
Yeah.
Your parents ever hit you with shit and then rationalize it with shit their parents hit them with? You know what I'm talking about? My used to whip the shit out of me with a wet dish rag. You're lucky it's not a Hot Wheels tracker or a sewing machine like my parents. You don't know how lucky you are. Fuck. Bullshit. Domestic violence is good, right? Nothing like it. I think if you're a man, you hit your girlfriend or your wife, you're a piece of shit, right? You're a fucking small-dicked asshole, and you don't deserve to fucking be around. Am I right? Yeah. Good. Glad to hear that. But there's got to be, like, if you think about it statistically and mathematically, like, if you mix up all the domestic violences of all time, there's got to be at least, like, one funny one, right? There's, like, one funny one. Like if a guy hit his wife in church, you know? She's probably, like, thumbing through her purse while the guy's doing his sermon. Her voter registration card falls out, and her husband's like, you fucking bitch. And then they get to wrestling. Some guy pulls out a boombox, starts playing Bachman Turner Overdrive, taking care of business. It's like, get her, Lester, get her. His name's fucking Lester. But they don't wrestle for long because she can't stand up to his punches. What? He's working swing shift at the steel factory. He's got pipes like Iron Man. He's pounding her. He's like, you see this fist, baby? I like to call it Alabama's greatest hits because the hits just keep on coming. Just fucking pounding her. That would be a hilarious domestic violence. The hits keep on coming. You get that, Alabama? Sweet song in the South, baby. Oh, shit. Anybody here supporters of drones? Any drone strike supporters? Give it up. Yeah, fucking asshole. Drones. Here's the thing, like, if you support our country's use of drones, if you don't know what a drone is, it's basically a remote-controlled airplane with missiles. If you support that in the use of the United States and other countries we're not at war with, you don't have a problem with us killing villagers that we're not at war with, women and children, you don't have a problem. Here's what you do. You know, you guys need to take a stand, come together, y'all need to do this plan, right? Step one, go to your local pawn shop or something and get yourself a gun. Like a big one, like a .357 or a .44. Something with Smith to it, you know what I mean? Absolutely. You get a revolver. You want reliability, okay? You can't be having a Glock jamming on you. Step two, find the busiest intersection you can, you know, in like morning rush hour traffic. And then you walk out in the middle of it, and you angle the gun like kind of like to the roof of your mouth. So when you pull the fucking trigger, your stupid feeble brains blow out the top of your thick skull like a fucking science fair volcano. You know what I'm talking about? The reason I'm telling you to do this in traffic, because you're going to fuck some people's day up, and it's going to make them angry. The ambulance guys are going to come and scoop up your fucking dead body, and people are going to throw garbage at you and cuss at you, because you made them late for work, you fucking turd. And then when they finally get it cleared out, some dumb redneck's going to pop his tire on one of your skull fragments, walk into the Walmart to get a new tire, be like, dude, you would not believe what just happened. Guy killed himself in traffic today. Popped my tire on his head. That's why I need a tire. All right, I don't even know what to talk about. Thank you, everybody. My name's Ron Lewis. Keep it going for Joel and the rest of the comics tonight.
Ron Lutz, thanks, buddy. Ron Lutz, everybody.
Ron Lutz returning. Thank you, Ron. That was really good.
Ron's from Flint. He'll kick your ass. You better applaud, right? Haley's got it, right? Applaud for Ron. He'll chop you up, Haley. Applaud. And just a couple quick reminders, everybody listening at home and these here. You can get Joel Radio on iTunes. You can get Joel Radio on Stitcher. Of course, at joelradio.net, there's over 500 hours of podcasts up there. So you can do that. You can follow me on Twitter at Joel Radio Show and like Joel Radio on Facebook. All right? Let's move it right along. Thank you. Now, this next female comic we've got for you, I actually was with her last night at a diner, and I watched her sign an autograph. So we have a big star for you right now. She signed an autograph just last night. That was a funny story. Are you mad at me for saying that? Good. Please welcome the very funny Heather Kozlikowski. Heather Kozlikowski.
Keeping it going for Joel Fragamenti.
Thank you.
Happy to be on joelradio.net for the first time. It's a good opportunity for me to promote my interests, I think, to all your many fans. I produce an all-female comedy show called The Laugh Riot Dolls. Please like us on Facebook. Let's get our numbers up. I love working with women because women are amazing. You might not know this. Thank you, Haley, yes. I work with women, and they share things with me. I worked with this one gal, and she shared with me. She said, Heather, I like to give blowjobs when I like the guy. And I thought that was interesting. Because that means that there's some lucky bastard out there getting the "I fucking hate you." I said, do you know how to tell a guy you don't like him? Don't suck his dick. That's a surefire way to get the message across. I also work with a lot of comics, a lot of male comics like you have tonight, and they share things too, and I ask questions, I get the answers. I'm like, hey, would you let a gay guy suck your dick? And my friend said, he wouldn't have to be gay. And I said, yes, yes, you would. at least a little bit. So I would like to share with you guys some information. I'd like you to know that Joel Fragamenti is my ex-boyfriend. So I'm lucky to be alive, apparently.
No,
you murdered some bitches.
No,
oh, no, you wouldn't.
I will never murder
you. You would never murder anyone.
No, you're not.
I would like you to shut up right now. I have to say that I am so happy that I'm able to remain friends with my ex-boyfriend because life is more fun that way, you know? And like recently I went with Joel to help him pick out a new furniture set for his living room. I helped my ex-boyfriend pick out a new furniture set for his living room, a beautiful furniture set that I will never sit on. Because he is my ex-boyfriend. So that's fun. Next week, I plan on taking Joel shopping to Lover's Lane so that I can buy myself a dildo that he will never sit on. That's the plan. I like going out to dinner with Joel, especially, you know, when he sees a new friend, you know, and he has to introduce me. And he's like, this is my ex-girlfriend, Heather. And I go, what? Are you breaking up with me? Is that happening right now? This is a bullshit way to do it, Joel. So that's fun. I'm excited to be here on JoelRadio.net tonight and to be here at O'Mara's because this is a big week for me. This week, I celebrated 2 years of no sugar, no white flour, and no alcohol. 2 years. Thank you. Thank you. And the first question I get usually is, why? Like, why would you turn yourself into an alien, Heather? Like, I'm the weirdest fucking thing right now, aren't I? Are you looking at me like, can she impregnate herself? You know? She's bizarre. I'm hoping that in a year I will be alien enough to impregnate myself. That will be fun. And in a year, maybe I will be alien enough to be qualified to give everyone anal probes. I'm hoping that will happen. I can give you anal probes now, but in a year, I think I will be alien enough to be qualified for that. So I am the weirdest person in the room right now. Also, people like to ask, you know, what do you miss most about drinking? And I'm honest, and I say, quite honestly, I miss the ease of which I used to be able to fuck strangers. That's what I miss. honestly the most about drinking, because now I'm forced to have sex with people I actually care about, you know, and that's the fucking worst. People say, you know, no sugar, no white flour. They're like, what do you eat, Heather? What do you eat? And I'm like, I eat the rest. That's what I eat. Like, if you eat so badly that your food choices are limited to donuts, waffles, and pizza, you know, like,
can I interrupt?
No, ass fuck, you can't.
Phone? Yeah. What are you doing on your phone?
What the fuck? I'm looking at my set. Who are you? Come over here. Do you want to look at my set?
No, it's fine. Let her
do you want to look at my phone?
No.
Are you a professional comedian?
No.
Then shut the fuck up.
Why should I?
Why are you being an asshole? Are you jealous that I've made life choices that are better than yours? And I have a phone?
How do you know you made life choices better than mine?
Why are you being a dick?
Dude, come on, dude.
Why are you being an asshole?
I'm just curious.
Okay, no, I will explain it to you. I have my set list. Did you see other people that had a book on the ground? I just happen to have more technology.
I'm just curious.
Is that a new friend? All right. Where was I? Oh, I was talking about the fact that I like drinking because it made me brave. I like drinking because it made me brave, because I was able to go up to a hot guy if I had one beer and wrap my hands around his throat and say something like, I love you. I was looking at you. Terribly effective maneuver. A few more drinks and I'm making out with his girlfriend. It happened 5 or 6 times. It did happen. And I, you know, I like to eat cake and bad food because I liked to be giant. Like, I wanted to be the biggest woman in the room because then people would leave me alone. You know? If I were a bit bigger, I think that motherfucker might have not said anything. But since I've lost a good amount of weight, he felt like he could fuck with me. And so I drank and I ate and I got drunk and I got big because I was full of fear. I was afraid. You know? And I was afraid because I grew up on a farm. You guys know how terrible that is? Growing up on a farm, my dad created these farm games to amuse himself, one of which was called Hold Out Your Hand, Baby Girl. Hold out your hand, baby girl. Horse poop. Hold out your hand, baby girl. Cow poop. Damn it. Hold out your hand, baby girl. Candy, which is why I would play this game for so long, right? Poop, poop, candy. It sounds like my dad drinks, and he does. But he was teaching me a life lesson. He was saying, life is going to give you shit, baby girl. Learn how to cope with food. And I did. I learned how to cope real good. And he was also teaching me that sometimes people are going to give you shit. Sometimes people are going to give you shit. And tonight was a great example of how someone gave me shit.
Me too. But you turned it into candy.
Well, I turned it into candy. Well, I do. I want to leave you guys with this, and I am going to grab my phone, so I hope no one fucking tries to shoot me. So I realized that I needed to be brave, and then I gave up sugar, white flour, and alcohol for 2 years, and I realized that I've done a lot of brave shit in the last 2 years. I've done a lot of brave shit. So I've made a list. It's called Brave Shit Heather's Done in the Last 2 Years. Decide to quit drinking booze and eating cake. Stand-up comedy, surviving a breakup. Thank you very much, Joel. Right. Getting bangs. Do you remember when I had bangs? Yeah. CrossFit, sending sexy pics, a job change, doing a feature comedy set, phone sex, skydiving, deprivation tank. I karaoke with porn stars in Hollywood, online dating. I got catfished. I went downhill skiing. I went to prison. I had a kissing scene. I did my taxes twice. First date, second date, surfing, sober kissing, letting a guy see me naked. I was sober. Seeing a guy naked. My godmother died. My sister had a baby. I said I love you to somebody new, and I fucking meant it. I said I'm not okay. I broke a couple of hearts, and somebody really broke mine. I went horseback riding on a beach in Costa Rica. I danced. I sang. I went to the strip club, and I made it rain. That last one's not true. But I'm brave. And I can do that if I want to. I'm Heather Kozlikowski. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heather. Heather Kozlikowski.
Well, you're brave for doing Joel Radio. Thank you very much, Heather. It was great. Heather Kozlikowski, give it up for her. Come on. She dealt with that heckler like a pro. I threw him out. That's how I dealt with it. Yeah, well, that was uncalled for. She did not deserve that. What a dick. All right. But coming up, this bringing the guys are coming back. This guy was great last time he was on the show. Let's bring him back for more. He's always coming up with new stuff. Please welcome Lloyd Digg, everybody. Lloyd Digg to the stage. Thanks,
brother. Hey, how y'all doing? Give it up for Joel, everybody, your host. Yeah. I signed a release the first time that I was up here. Didn't sign it a second time. Know what that means? Joel owns all this material for perpetuity. Forever. Basically, that's what I'm looking at. Holy shit. Ugh, all my friends left. Lovely. Good. Audience, hey, two guys from Craigslist talking. Pay attention. I'm up here. I'm struggling here. All right. Now, look here. Like, much like you guys, I'm single. You know. I'm not sure why I'm single, but I just got my card declined for a $3 draft drink on special. So I think that we can cross off our waitress, Ryan, from the list of potential baby mamas. I'm not going to have her. If it's stuff in common that we have, potential wives, crossed off. That's never going to happen, basically. You know, I'm a single dude. Clap if you're single in here. Anybody? Okay, wonderful. Oh, like y'all two are single? And? Oh, that's your daughter. Oh, okay, so y'all are like single rightfully. Very good. Good, like, you know, I'm sure that y'all have a lot in common, but y'all have fought the attraction to stay father-daughter, basically. Yeah, like, you know, like, I'm single myself, too. I think that if you're single, what you gotta do is you gotta look at what you bring to a potential date, basically. Like, I look at myself in the mirror, and I scale myself on the scale of handsome black men, you know. On the far end of handsome black men, you got, like, Idris Elba. You got Denzel. You got any motherfucker with an NBA contract on this side. Then on the far side, you got, like, the less attractive, like, Forrest Whitaker, Al Sharpton, any dyke with a WNBA contract on this side. You know, me, myself, I fall about in, like, the middle. I'm a little bit lower than Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince and a little bit higher than Gary Coleman. From Different Strokes, you know. I got my disadvantages. I'm not as rich as Uncle Phil, but I'm not as violent as Gary Coleman was near the end. But they got their advantages, like, you know, or rather, their disadvantages. Like, I'm not as old as Uncle Phil, but I'm not as cute as Gary Coleman, you know. So I got that problem. But luckily, both those niggas are dead, so I can get all the women that they're leaving out. So that's what I'm doing. You understand? Of course. They say shit like when you're single, they say shit like opposites attract, you know. But I'm not attracting no neo-Nazi skinhead lesbians. I'm not beating off those bitches with a bat. Though they would probably like it because I'm a nigga. But like, you know, but I'm not beating them off with a bat. What you gotta do is you gotta find something in common with a woman, right, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly right. Like, you know, so, of course, I'm thinking about dating my cousin, you know. Because we got a lot in common, you know, a lot of DNA in common, you know. And my cousin's not bad. Like, you know, she's like 22 years old. And they say half a man's age plus gullible. And that's the woman that you should be with. Like, you know, she's got big tits too, right? Like, you know, it's his sister. Like, you know, she like has like a big tits too. But like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I've known her for too long. I think that we're pretty much in the friend zone. I remember the sexiest thing she ever said to me. It was, she said that to me. You know, I don't know if she was saying something sexy or because she was trying out her new lungs and she was 12 hours old when I was holding her. I'm not sure about that. So, you know, I don't think that I could date my cousin. On my mother's side, on my dad's side, I don't know none of those bitches. I got like, you know, like my dad was like one of nine. So I got like a dozen like second cousins, basically. I haven't seen any of those, but I bet that they look fine as hell, you know, because I'm kind of handsome. So they're kind of fine as hell, I'm quite sure. I got my opening line for them already. Hey, girl, you remind me of my grandma. That's what I'm going to say to them, basically, like, you know, because they're my family. Like, you know, they probably smell nice, like home, basically, you know? And if I get with them, like, I think that it'll be like a reunion for our chromosomes. Like, you know, one chromosome, hello! Oh, I haven't seen you! Hello! You know? Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, because they're my second cousins, I'm only directly related to what? Like, two of their eight great-grandparents, you know? So that's only 25% incest when you think about it, you know? I think that I can overcome that, really. I think I'm that charming. I think so, but yeah, I will tear through them. I don't know. Yeah, sure, like, you know, it's hard to meet women. It definitely is. Like, I went to this open mic, and I saw this cute waitress. She had tattoos and, like, stuff like that. And she was like, are you here for comedy? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, we're only letting up 5 comics tonight because we want to make room for the other artists. Well, who else is here? Well, we got 2 singers and we got 1 poet. And I was like, how many comics? We have 14 comics waiting to go up at this open mic. And I was like, why do you hate comedy? That's what I want to know. Why don't you let us up? And she was like, comics are always dirty and offensive and filthy. And I was like, what about TV comics? Well, the comics that come here are dirty and offensive. And I was like, what is it about this coffee shop that makes the comics dirty and offensive? She was like, I don't know. And I was like, let me break it down to you. Now, we all know that the comic gene is gene number 6969. That's the comic gene, right? In most humans, the last 3 base pairs are TACGAG, right? In comics, it's HAHAHA, ha ha ha, right? So what happens is we're used to performing in bars. That's alcohol. This coffee shop is sugar, donuts, and caffeine, coffee. So the sugar and caffeine go to that base pair sequence, and it makes us go crazy and be offensive and dirty. And she was like, oh, so I shouldn't serve comics, coffee, and donuts? And I was like, no, you should take a joke, bitch. I'm not a scientist. Like, I don't know genetics or anything like that. I made up all of that shit, you know? And she was like, oh, well, you're so funny. You're probably single, aren't you? She said that like an insult, like, you're probably single, aren't you? Like, I was being in charming mode. I don't want this bitch. You know, like, she has a sleeve on one arm. Not both arms, one arm. She don't have enough creativity to get things on both arms at the same time and build up 2 sleeves. No, she has it on one sleeve because she cuts herself on that sleeve and she wanted it to cover it up. I know that. I know crazy women, you know. And so, like, she asked me if I was single, and I had to say yes, because I am, because that's what I led with. I'm single, and I am, you know. But she said it like it was an insult, you know. But I think about how women look for dudes nowadays, and, like, you know, they say things like women look for husbands like women look for cats or other pets. They say, yeah, I want somebody who's sensitive and affectionate, doesn't shit on the couch, who doesn't leave a lot of hair around the house. It's the same thing, you know, and I'm not that. I'm free. But then again, she could have been saying, are you single, like she's looking for someone, you know. And I was raised in an abusive relationship. Maybe I could start one with her. But she was not amenable to it. She didn't have the sense of humor. So I was like, all right, bitch, I'm leaving out of this coffee shop. I hope that you, and she was like, oh, we have 1 more opening. And I was like, all right, then I'll stay. I'll stay. For the sake of my art, I will stay here and represent. My name is Lloyd Digg. Thank you very much.
Lloyd Digg.
And good night.
Lloyd Digg. Thank you, my friend. Lloyd Digg, everybody. All right. Man, we've seen some stuff tonight, right? This is a real open mic. We had that crazy heckler during Heather's set. And I say that for the benefit of this next guy who's coming up because, you know, this guy was in the comedy class recently over at the Comedy Castle, and I helped teach this guy 1 week, and it was very funny. Did the graduation show very funny? And didn't I explain during the class, young man, that shit gets... that's a completely different world than the world of actual open mic comedy. And I think you're seeing a little bit of that tonight. So I'm very proud to have you on Joel Radio. Do you use both names or are you a one name? Are you a one name guy? I think you're almost a one name guy. You want to go with one name? All right, everybody, please welcome the very funny Avery, everybody. Avery. I think you're a one-man guy.
Thank you, Joel. Man, I'm feeling some energy right now. Even though I'm 9th, I'm still feeling energy from all that coffee I drank earlier. Drank so much coffee. Man, I had some 5-hour energy drink and a shot a B12 before I got here, but I'm still feeling energy. I don't know whether to go to the bathroom from all that comedy, from all that coffee comedy too, or or whether to build a bathroom. I've got so much energy, my left, when I go home tonight, my left hand's going to give my right hand a break when I go to bed, man. I've got so much energy. Anyways, how you feel? Still feeling energetic after all that coffee? All right. Let's hear it. Right. Anyways, I was reading an article in the paper about dolphins. Apparently, dolphins chew on puffer fish to get high. This is a true story. I'm serious. I mean, can you imagine two dolphins at a rave party? Oh, hi. Oh, free hugs. Oh, you're kind of cute. Oh, you feel nice. Do you ever go out with a dolphin before? Oh, man, and SeaWorld would probably have to be closed because all the dolphins would be going to the Betty Ford Clinic for puffer fish addiction. I'm serious, man. I mean, you know, that probably that at the park, they'd probably throw the ball. Fetch the ball, Flipper. Was that a ball? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on prescription puffer fish. I didn't see that. Oh, it'd be terrible. And all those dolphins go to Betty Ford Clinic. They close the park. Be awful. The poor children, man. And then they'd probably have to get a union to come in because the dolphins would be all upset. And anyways, that joke screwed up. I screwed that up. Anyways, speaking of children. speaking of children, I've read this article about this written by a woman who is titled "3-Year-Olds Are Assholes." Apparently, this little kid, 3-year-old girl, wanted to wear her pink pants but couldn't because they were in the wash. So her mom gave her a timeout in the corner. That kind of reminds me of my ex-wife. She wanted breast implants, but we couldn't afford them. Maybe I should have gave her a timeout. No tits for you. Now go in the corner. I know you've been seeing other men. No shoes for you 1 week. I know you've been running up those credit card bills lately, honey. You know you're going to have to work that off. Now come here, my little pufferfish. Anyways, you know, with all the marital problems people have, it's a wonder why young guys get married at all. I mean, young guys get married at such a young age now. Why is that? I mean, they don't look at a woman and say, "Wow, she's got great hips, great for child rearing," you know, right? I mean, they look at her and go, "Wow, she's got a nice ass," right? Isn't that true? They don't look at a woman and go, "Whoa, she's got a great head for calculations. I like that." No, they look at that woman and go, "Wow, I wonder what it's like to get head from her," right? Seriously. That's why young guys end up getting married. They're just thinking about sex. But I mean, after you get married, I don't know any of here, how many people are married here? Nobody? Let me tell you, after you get married, I know. After you get married, the sex is all downhill, you know? When I was married, I'm divorced, when I was married, Catholic priests probably got laid more than I did. Dolphins probably got laid more than I did. Hardwood floors probably got shagged more than I did when I was married, man. Tell you. I mean, and oral sex, forget it. My ex-wife was Jewish, so oral sex was out. I think it was one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not have oral sex. Unless it's, of course, after you're divorced, then it's okay. I think the only time we were having oral sex was when she was telling me to hurry up and finish. Well, anyways, I've been divorced for a number of years. Tried the online thing. Been pretty successful with that. They usually ask you a lot of questions. Like one question is body type. What, you know, you can put athletic. Unfortunately, I'm not athletic. A few extra pounds, or prefer not to say. Now, a few extra pounds, that could be expanded into 3 whole new categories, right? I mean, we all know that's chubby, morbidly obese, and I'm so fat I need a forklift to get me out of bed. Or prefer not to say. That's just code for I look like Jabba the Hutt, right? Maybe those guys would be better on jilf.com, Jabba's I'd like to fuck. That's probably a better place for those guys. Another category is income. You can even put down less than $10,000. And obviously that's just code for I work at Taco Bell and I'm a loser. Would you like a gordita? You can even put down drugs. So, you know, I mean, it's silly, but they ask you how much if you do drugs. And you can put down no, which is probably a good choice or socially, or often. I mean, I think socially, that's just code for I do bath salts on the weekend. Would you like to try some with me? Seriously. But maybe I've been doing a little too much bath salts myself lately, because I've been thinking a lot about elves. Seriously, why are there so many fucking elves? I mean, you've got Christmas elves, Santa Claus, you know, the guy that helps Santa. We've got Lord of the Ring type elves, we call them warrior elves, and we've even got Keebler elves. Now, Santa's elves, why are they so fucking crazy about helping Santa all the time? I just don't understand it. Maybe it's that Santa just pays them a little more than Taco Bell, that's it. Or maybe Santa's running some sort of weird elfish internet porn site thing, is that? Or maybe Santa's just a member of the North American Man-Boy Love Association. I mean, you gotta admit, Santa's kind of weird. Sneaking around on Christmas Eve, sneaking into little girls' and boys' houses. Hello, Tommy. You've been a very good boy. I've been watching you for a whole year. Would you like to come see my sleigh? Well, then there's the Keebler elves. And those guys, little guys, fit in the palm of your hand. Very weird. It's almost like a dating site profile. Hello, I really like elves, and I'm really short. I love baking cookies, and I have diabetes and pointy ears. Anyways, that's all I got for tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Avery. All right. Thanks, buddy. Avery, come on, man, that was good. I like it. Did you talk about Snap, Crackle, and Pop? Have you worked that many yet?
No.
What the fuck are those guys? You got to work those guys in. There's a lot there. Avery, mind that. Mind the cartoon elves. I like that. All right. Did you just turn the lights off in the room? The other lights? They did go off, didn't they? Maybe it's because we have a big star up next. Maybe that's why the lights are dim. For you, my friend. What do you think? You don't know. All right. Well, this guy was with us two shows ago. He came up here and did a set that will never be forgotten by anyone that was here at that time. And I think he's going to put on a repeat performance. So please, O'Meara's, if you will, welcome back to the stage and the Joel Radio Podcast. It's Nino Brown, everybody. Nino Brown. Come on up here, Nino.
No music.
You hear no music? Ba, 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 ba. What do you want?
No music.
Well, come on.
Isn't that wireless?
Well, you know. It's not wireless.
What's up, Brian? Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. Like, is this another nigga up here?
No.
Another nigga?
Come on now.
Oh my God, I can't ride backwards, so I don't want to be crazy. Y'all niggas look like, another nigga? It's another nigga. You might talk about some nigger shit. What's up, y'all? What's up? My brother looking sassy chocolate. You call me AKA Chocolate Drop, AKA Chocolate Thunder. You know what I'm saying? Whichever one you feel like. You can pick one. I pick Chocolate Drop because I drop the thunder. Look at he dropped the thunder. Look at me, flat screen job. He been like, I can fall on my head. Hey, watch this shit right here because I don't. Y'all got insurance for this shit?
Yeah, just don't.
I don't want this shit to fall on my head and shit. You know, so I get concussion.
No, it's not gonna happen.
I don't want to be like Jay Cutler. What's up, y'all? What up? Y'all look like y'all boring this bitch. Like, what up? What the fuck comedians at? Oh, he's here right here, nigga. Like me, nigga. Me, nigga. Look at me. Look at Chocolate Drop. This nigga texting this shit like, bitch, what's up? Am I gonna fuck tonight? Am I gonna get that pussy? Or, what up? I was out there for my long lost grandma. But don't worry about it. We found her. That was a funny one. But it wasn't fun. I ain't even say shit. I'm just only chocolate. Y'all like, look at this little black nigga up here. Like, look at this black chocolate nigga up here. I know y'all in here white, you know, black. You know what I mean? Because I'm chocolate. You know what I mean? Chocolate drop that thunder. Y'all looking crazy. Nigga, right? I used to fuck. I'm crazy all this time, crazy. I see with that PC, we train boss. Look, look, I fuck a bitch like this, like, with a CJ face, like, she's like, fuck that shit. I know you hate me when you fuck a bitch, and your shit gets soft. You be like, bitch, it ain't true, it's me. You know, I'm thinking about some shit, you know, I'm going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about a lot of problems I'm going through. I look good, don't you? I look good, don't you? I look good, don't you? I brought this outfit, you know what I mean? Nigga want it back tonight. The nigga like, you get that shit back tonight? I'm like, nah, nigga, tomorrow. What's the word? What's the worst thing your girl can say to you to make you mad? My bitch told me, she was like, How did a nigga nut taste her lip last night? I'm like, that what the fuck that was? I thought that was ranch. I'm like, you need to keep fuck with that nigga. That nigga taste like hidden valley. Like ranch, nigga. Like, ooh, that nigga tastes good. I used to fuck with a bitch. She was on, she had one whole leg, one half leg. The half leg was turned backwards. So when you hit it from the back, you can suck her feet at the same time. Like, you want hot sauce on that feet, bitch? I'm like, all right, bitch. Like, y'all look at me like I got a big ass, some big ass teeth. Like, I do a lot of shit with these big ass teeth. You know what I mean? Bitch, like, oh shit, oh my god, daddy, you sucking that shit so good. Look at these niggas, like, oh my god, I know what that shit feel like. Oh my god, we twins. Y'all like twins, nigga. Y'all twins? Brothers, y'all like twins, though. What the fuck is up? Y'all ain't shit, bitch. What? Y'all niggas up high, like, can I dance for y'all niggas? Not really. I can't even really dance, though, my niggas. My nigga John in the back with the fucking, with the red on, nigga. With the collar up. Oh, my God. Give a shout out for that nigga in the Michigan Wolverines, nigga. Wolverines didn't do shit this year, my nigga. So, we need to put on the Spartans. Every time I look at the nigga, I think it's Drew Carey. Like I want to spin the wheel.
Well, that's
all right. I swear I want to spin the wheel, nigga.
I got nothing.
I'm like, can I spin the wheel for $1,000, nigga? All right, let me get 500 then.
There's no wheel tonight.
No wheel tonight, nigga. No wheel.
No wheel tonight.
Don't you hate? I got a white bitch, man. I swear to God. That bitch cook, clean, eat your ass. I'm like, damn, you gonna eat my ass even I even took a shower? I ain't even took a shower yet. She's like, I take your ass. I'm like, you gonna go in like that? I ain't gonna go ahead then, bitch. Fuck it. Nah, chill out, man. Don't clap like that. Chill out. I'm trying to make jokes up here.
Yeah,
well, I'm trying to do jokes, Jim Carrey.
Well, would you do like one more minute of jokes?
All right, fuck it, then. What y'all want me talking about?
Finish,
like,
big finish.
Like eating pussy or some shit when you eat pussy and smell like seafood.
It's usually a
star. I don't even eat seafood. Yeah. I hate seafood, nigga. A bitch pussy smell like seafood, it's over. I'm like, nah, bitch, it's over. Come on, I got a bump on my lip already. Like, bitch, nah, bitch, I got a bump on my lip already. Nah, it's over with, bitch. I hate that shit though. Bitch, come on, eat smelly pussy, it's over. It's over. Nah, it's all y'all quiet as hell like a church.
Is
Marvin Wines in the building? What the fuck? Is he getting raped at the gas station? Y'all remember when Marvin Wines got raped at the gas station when they stole his car and shit? Yep. Y'all remember that shit? That nigga shouldn't even been in the hood, shouldn't he? Like, what the fuck y'all purple ass suit wearing ass going in the hood, nigga? The fuck, nigga, stole your car, East, nigga? Now, what the fuck is up? Now, y'all gonna clap? You gonna clap?
Let's clap.
Fuck that shit, nigga. Fuck that shit. Let's fuck this pussy tonight. Let's get the pussy tonight.
That's good. How about we, thanks, Dan. You wanna talk some more? Or can I?
You wanna talk some more?
Can
I talk some more?
How about this? I'll ask you a few questions and you'll answer.
All right, let's do
is
that.
Is that all right?
Let's make a deal.
Well, yeah, like pretend we're spinning the wheel, Nino. Nino, where are you from?
Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan, somewhere for the night.
Okay, that sounds so.
That's me, nigga. Okay. Need no bra, chocolate draw, chocolate thunder, okay, AKA sneaker bra.
Okay, well.
What y'all want me to say?
We want you to get closest to $1 without going over, and you have two spins.
Where the wheel at, nigga?
You can spin, you can spin the wheel over there. Look, you see, there's a wheel. There's actually
a wheel.
Well, you spin this thing here. Pretend this is a wheel, Nina. There you go. Yes, what would you...
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
You got... You'll be in the showcase showdown, Nino, so that was great. Now... Now, can I ask, because, you know, it's funny, you were here 2 months ago,
and
you came on, and it was a very weird set, if you don't mind me saying that, and I said, Nino is up here, and he's making things up off the top of his head, and it was sort of funny, and I enjoyed it, and it was different, and then you came up tonight, and you kind of did the same stuff, which makes me think that this is an actual set of material you've put together somehow. Is that possible? Is there any? I mean, and I'm not insulting you, but I feel like you kind of told these jokes, and I'm like, well, you know, I mean, is this something you've worked on in the past? Because it seems so spontaneous and improv'd.
I don't know. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do when I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate drop. Chocolate thunder. You know what I'm saying? AKA. You know what I'm saying? Sassy chocolate. Sneaker bar. Twix. Butterfinger. You know what I'm saying? Don't slip your fingers.
Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers. Nigga, three niggas ain't. No, you know, more than two.
Well, that's interesting. That's Gary George gave me the same answer when I asked him that question. But anyway, do you have anything else to say? I mean, people are listening at home and they're here in O'Mara's. I mean, is there a comedy, like if I wanted to come to like a comedy club to see you aside from O'Mara's, is there somewhere I could go, maybe in the city somewhere and see you do comedy?
Lipblitz.com. You see a lip, the bump, you know what I'm saying? I eat pussy and shit, seafood style, okay. You know what I'm saying? People got their pussy fucking fucked up. Hold on, let me see that shit.
Hold on.
You know your females, they got that shit fucked up. My lip fucked up because of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got this bump. You know what I mean? You know what I see this bump? I be putting Blitz, Orbitz, you know, all that shit. Orbitz, EBSPD.com. You know, I be putting that shit all on my fucking lip. You know, like, wash your fucking coochie, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't like seafood. I like soul food, nigga. Chicken greens, macaroni and cheese, corn, you know what I'm saying? Potatoes, all that shit, nigga. Right. I don't play no game. Look, I fuck like this from behind. And when it gets...
Give it up for Nino.
Thank you, Nino. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit.
Thank you, Nino Brown, everybody. Yes, thank you. I'm going to sanitize the mic because he's got a thing on his lip, if that's okay.
I've got a little...
Do you want
that shit? Oh, Peter Lane,
yes,
205, 210, baby. Okay. Oh, my God. You got that shit for my lip?
Yeah, no, don't touch that. No, oh. Oh, you can just keep this then. I don't think we need... Nino Brown, everybody. There he is. I think he answered all the questions. That was an interesting interview there. That was, Nino Brown will be on Face the Nation this Sunday morning with Bob Schieffer on CBS. Well, thank you, Nino Brown. That was enlightening. That was, he's still talking. All right. Well, hey, let's,
215,
whatever that means. All right, let's move, I want to thank everybody for listening to this at home on Jewel Radio. Give it up for everybody at home. And, of course, you guys here at O'Mara's, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to Jewel Radio on iTunes and on Stitcher. And follow Jewel Radio at Jewel Radio Show on Twitter. Give it up for all the comedians you saw. We had some great comics here tonight. And they all did a great job. And I want to thank them. And thank everybody for listening and showing up at O'Mara's. We will catch you next time. I am going to the hood with Nino Brown, so maybe there won't be a next time. Good night, everybody. All right.